Well, hey there. I've been talking to people this morning, and, I've been hearing, and I'm not naming names, but I've been hearing through the grapevine that you are still pushing to get into that racing group and stuff. Well, it ticked the Adriano off, to say the least, the way you're going about it. Well, he just made some new rules for our racing every Wednesday, and you're not going to like it. Here you go. Here's the new rules. You're going to have to now, and by the way, I took votes. I did take votes. Everybody said yes to this. Everybody, like, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 8 people so far, not naming names, keeping it totally anonymous. They wanted me to, so I will. You figure it out. The point being, you are going to have a time limit. Oh, that's Zello over there. You are going to have a time limit now. There's some people that brought it to my attention that they figure it should be put in place. And I did it the right way. I took votes. I said, well, let's see what other people think. And I talked to people directly. And I asked them. Every single one of them agreed that it should be timed because of what you're doing. Now, I did not hear. I got people telling me, I can go back through the recording, which I probably will do if I get a chance, and I will listen to where you said this stuff. Man, you got to quit with things. When people tell you to stop, like I've said hundreds of times, and I'll say it again, you don't stop. You need to. You need to quit with this stuff, okay? And the thing is, and I'm just going to say it, it's going to be hurtful. You're not showing any signs of getting better at this at all. Zero. Okay? I'm going to say the truth. Nothing but the truth. So, in order for you to even consider getting somewhere like that, you have to get way better. So now, you're going to ask a lot of questions. You're going to have people help you. You're going to have to work with it yourself. Because now, you are forced to get better. If you want to keep going this way. So now, I have made rules. You will have to get better, or you're going to be taking challenges. That's all there is to it. Or there'll be no more racing. If you don't take the challenge before the next week, you got a whole week to do it. There'll be no more. That's it. And I won't be up there. Okay? So, here's the new rules. You got 3 hours, which is a lot. And if you keep causing trouble and not letting things go, I will tighten that up. But for now, it's 3 hours. If you don't finish it in 3 hours, either you can stop and take a 500 challenge, or you can get an extra hour, only one extra hour, and if you can't do it, then it's 1,000. It's as far as I'm going to go, because that's a lot that I got to listen to. So, 1,000's the max. So you got 4 hours. If you take that extra hour, you tell me before your 3 hours is up if you want the extra hour. All right? Now, starting this Wednesday, and we did not get done with the 16 laps around the desert. So I'm bringing it this week because I want something easy for me after last week. But we're still going to go up and have the same fun and hang out and whatever. But there is now rules in effect, account of you. Still bringing up the racing group. You won't quit. So it forces me to have to go to the next level. And if you keep things going and keep making it worse, I will tighten it up. You'll only have 2 hours to finish. Now, this applies for me, too. Naturally, I'm not going to screw myself over where I got to take that stupid challenge. I mean, I'd laugh if I had to, and I had technical problems, and batteries went dead in the keyboard, and I didn't have batteries, and whatever, you know, it's fair. I should keep my stuff up, you know, running. So, yeah. But, you got rules now. So, hopefully you listen to this message before Wednesday. I'm going to leave you the recording. I will do a test run around the desert. It's raining outside anyway. And I'll show you what it's going to look like and how it's going to work. You know what the desert is. You've done it, but, well, you know, anyway. But, and don't be trying to get people involved. Don't be trying to slip slide around, because what I say goes. I'm the one that put this whole thing together. So don't try to backstab me. It ain't going to work. If you go down that road, you know what I'm capable of doing. So just don't. You keep it right here. I'm the one that put this together. I'm the one that can take it apart and do other stuff. You know that. You know what I'm capable of doing anyway. And other people that I know. So best thing is to just go along with it. You keep screwing up. So now there's rules. And something had to be done anyway. Because, man, everybody come to me after that race. A bunch of people did. They're like, dude, I cannot believe she sat there 9 fucking hours racing. And you were done after 2. How in the hell? You know, and I had other people say other stuff that I'm not going to say. And I've had other people say other stuff that I'm definitely not going to say. And, you know, it was crazy. So, point being, this had to be done anyway. And it's just gave me a reason to do it. I'm not really mad about the whole racing group thing when you know clearly you have to get better. You must get better to even consider anything like that. Because all you'll do is you'll screw the whole group up. Nobody will enjoy being around because of they have to wait on you for hours. People that I know aren't going to do that. Every single one of them won't do that. They've already told me, and they've told other people. You know, other people know me. Other people know what you're doing. Not just the racing group. So, and man, you and Preston clearly don't get better at the game. You know, I'll come right out and say it. I know it's hurtful, but you know what? The truth, it does hurt sometimes. It does. It happens. All right. I don't care what people, you know, people have different problems. People have different disabilities. I get it. Okay. I understand that. People have different learning things like me. Okay. I'll tell you my disability. People don't know about it. And I don't know. They don't know how to figure it out. I'm a very slow learner in a lot of ways. I can't learn a lot of things in a lot of ways. It just don't happen. Okay. I got a thing where when I get bored, when I don't like something, I go into a really deep sleep. A lot of times people can't even wake me up out of it. It's basically I go unconscious. It's literally what it is. And I don't know where I'm at or anything when I come around. So that's why I had to leave that day when Sean was doing his stupid manamon, because I felt it coming on. I don't tell many people about that. Had it all my life. They don't know what it is. They checked me way back years ago with a brain scan to make sure it wasn't nothing weird looking like, like a maybe absent seizures or something like that. But it wasn't. It's just they don't think nothing. They just think my brain just don't what it don't want to put up with it. Just don't put up with it. They don't know why. So, point being, I got some problems too. You know, everybody does, man. To a certain, nobody's perfect. All right. But here's the deal. When you take 9 hours to finish your race, here it goes. It's going to hurt, but too bad. It's the way it is. Take 9 hours to finish your race and you don't get any better whatsoever. There's a lot that I could say to that. All right. I'm not going to. You figure it out. I'll let you figure that out. And yet you still had the nerve to keep trying to get into that group. Well, guess what? You just made me put rules into effect too. There'll be no more 9-hour races. There'll be no more. You either have to get better now or you're going to be taking a lot of challenges. And odds are you're going to get tired of doing the whole racing thing because you already know what's going to happen. So now you really have to get better. You're forced to get better or you're going to be taking challenges. That's all there is to it. Or we don't race, and you have a week to do the challenge. If you don't get it done in a week, there's no more racing until you do it. Period. It's over. So if you want to keep working with me, you got to do it the way I want to do it. You have no choice. You can't reason with me. I'm not going to do it. You do it my way or no way. Okay? That's the way it's going to be. You know, and if you get your cousin involved or whatever, I'll gladly talk to her and tell her all the things I need to tell her about things, about stuff. You know, I don't have a problem doing that. I know you'll threaten me, ooh, I'll get my cousin on you. Well, go ahead. 810-269-2580. Have her call me. Here's my Skype in number. You know? And you can have my Android number too. I don't care. I mean, whatever. I don't care. You know? I mean, if you want to go that route, you want to play dirty, bring it. Because you can't win against me anyway. Because I got so much stuff I could say. You know I can. You know what I'm capable of doing. I wouldn't go there. Man, your cousin won't believe anything that I tell her if I had to go that route. So we don't want to go that way. Just don't go there, all right? Because I'm going to do one of them things where I just got done telling somebody, if you go this route, I will do one of them things where I just start chaining a whole bunch of stuff together and she won't be able to get a word in edgewise. I'm just going to keep talking wide open about stuff. And when I do that, like, I can demonstrate to you one day about doing a 30-minute threema. I can leave you a 30-minute threema. Easy. Yeah. And not pausing like this. I can just keep going if I really wanted to about stuff. Especially over what you're trying to do here. Because I just got done telling my dad. He knows it, you know, now. He knows what you're doing. And the more you keep doing this, the more you keep trying to get into the group and trying to get into, you know, this stuff. I do not let people in. The admin of that group does not let people in unless they can qualify. You're clearly not even close to qualifying. And like this other person said, if you got in the group, it would cause the group to split apart, which is absolutely true. It would, because you bring a bunch of drama with you, which is the truth. Okay? I'm coming right out with it. Told them that I was going to do this just now, and I did it. I'm letting it go. Because everywhere you go, you bring a trail of drama, good 3 miles long. You do. It's insane. It's like you're a freaking farm tractor and you got traffic backed up behind you for literally 3 miles. There's nowhere for him to go. Narrow two-lane road, traffic coming the other way. No shoulder, can't get off the road. They got to follow you, going 18 mile an hour. That's literally what it's like. You literally just bring, well, slow. It takes you forever to finish your race. That's why I said the whole 18 mile an hour thing and the whole drama thing that goes with it. You can't, when you're, okay, a group like that one we're in, all right, we don't talk about anything to do with drama. There's good times, you know, it's all fun. It's all competitiveness. It's all, you do that again, I'll ram you clear to the next county, you brute. What do you think you're doing here? Learn how to drive, you dumb idiot. Like, what? Where'd you learn? God dang, a friggin' 3-year-old can drive better than you or whatever, you know, and we start picking on one another and ripping and raring. But we're all in fun. We all know how to race, okay? Yes, I'm the best at a hard track still. Barely. I am, though, and I'm going to keep it that way. But the other people, you know, there's one that's not very good at hairpins and that. And they admit it. They're not good at it. They're good at the easy stuff, you know. We know where Joseph stands. He's not all that great. But he does okay, and he's in the group. He's barely good enough to be in the group. So he's staying in. You know, there's a couple that are, well, a few of us that are quite good. Way above what we need to be. And a lot of times we don't win races because of that. We got a different racing style. So, point being, I'm just going to say it. You can't really fit in that group because of what you do. You constantly, like people tell me, you constantly talk about drama. You constantly bring up stuff. You constantly won't shut up about things. You just keep going with it. You won't stop. It's like that deal we got into last year when about why you can't be in our group, our actual, you know, Skype group and whatever. It's the same thing. You would split it apart, which it basically is anyway, to be honest. I mean, people kind of all went their own separate ways, but I didn't tell you that then because I got a point to prove. You would have split it apart, okay? It's the truth. I'm not being nasty. I'm just telling the straight-up truth. Until you can somehow change the way you act about things, you can't be nowhere around the groups that I hang in. You just can't because you will ruin them. I'm being honest here. You know, I could have just hem-hawed around and made up excuses, but you always tell it how it is. Well, there it is. Can't get any clearer than that. You know now why. I just came out with it. Took me a long time to do it because I didn't want to start nothing. But you know what? I don't really care anymore because it's getting to the point where it's really getting under my skin. When other people come to me and tell me about this stuff that you do all the time, I've about had enough of things. So I figured now is a great time to mention it. And with summer coming around and hopefully maybe somehow getting a few things to do, I want to get this behind me, all this dealing with junk. And I told people this new year, I'm going to be like the boss to everybody. They have to listen, do what I say, or they end up in the walk of shame, which they do not want to be. People have been in that before, and I brought it back this year. By popular demand, actually, people wanted it to come back. And they said it would help me get out of a lot of drama. And you know what? I took their advice, and I said, you know what? That's a great idea. And it did. It worked. I've had 4 months, almost 5 months. Well, I have had 5 months. It's May. Without being in anything, except for this pity stuff here, you know. I've been clear sailing. There's been nothing. So, yeah, you got a new rule. And here's what it is. I might have told you, I've been telling other people. So what it is, you got 3 hours. If you don't finish it in 3 hours, it's a 500 Adriano challenge. You can buy an extra hour of time. You can just say, I'm not going to get this done in 3 hours. Can I have one more hour? Well, if you don't get it done in 4 hours, then it's an extra 500. That's the max that I'll go. So it's 1,000 for 4 hours. Okay? If you can't do it in 4 hours, no matter what, you have to take 1,000. So you either stop trying at 3 hours if you don't think you can do it. If you're like 2.5 and you're only at 65% done, you can either buy that extra hour, which might save you. You might do it. You can just say, hey, can I have that extra hour? I'll be like, yeah, sure. Then if you're at like 99 something and you go over just a little bit, I'll give it to you. Like a minute or something, I'll let you have it. But if you are at like 96, 97 and you're not done, you got to do 1,000 before we can race again. That's it. I won't answer questions. Nothing until you're done with the challenge. It's the way it's going to be. Sorry. Deal with it. So, yep. Figured I would let you know. Every person that I talked to again said yes to it. The time limit thing is what happened last week. People come to me left and right over it. You're not going to know who, again, because I'm not going to say. People really think of things differently after last week. Let's just say that. Wow, do they ever. So, I just got done talking to one of them. Hoo-wee. I couldn't believe some of the things I heard. And so I said, you know what? I got all these yes votes to do this anyway. I'm going to do it. So I'm the one that put it together. I'm the one that makes the rules. So you're allowed to ask me all the questions you want on Threema. Threema only. I want it to that way. That way I can control when I talk, you know, and stuff. I don't have to worry about dad and don't have to worry about other stuff. Like I said, you're allowed to leave me all the Threemas you want. That's fine. If you want to maybe 20, 30 a day, whatever. You got questions because you're going to have to force, you're forced to get better. So you better start coming with the questions because you're going to be taking a lot of challenges if you don't start getting better. So you're going to have to either get threeming me. I'll watch my threema. If you start flooding me with threemas, I'll try to get back with you. I'll work with you. Still, not going to quit that. But I want to keep it on threema only, all right, if we can do that. Because I don't want things getting out of hand with Dad and everything, too. Trying to keep it as nice as I can. But, like I tell you over and over, message me whenever, you know. If you run me out of storage, I'll delete other messages. Don't worry about it. So now, just to keep racing, you're going to have to get better or you're going to be taking challenges. Now you're forced to get better. Thanks to a lot of people and me. Because this whole group thing, you won't quit. So, okay, like I told one other person yesterday, it's hard not naming names. It really is. I hate to have to do that, but I have to for their sake, their security, because they know what you'll do. So, and they don't want to deal with it. I don't blame them. So, talking to this person yesterday, and I says, if Laura would just race to race and not be bitching about the group, if she would just do it all in fun, things would be a whole lot different. But because she won't quit, they're like, look, you don't have to explain it. We get it. And I understand completely. They're like, that's how she is. I'm like, yeah, it is. And I said, so now I got to put strict rules into effect. And that's when I hit them with this vote that I'm taking. And if you keep doing stuff and you can't accept the fact that, you know, you can't be in the group because of the way you are until you can change it and prove for a long time that you've changed it from everybody I got to hear this by, not just you saying, oh, I'll change. No. Mm-mm. It's got to go on a long time. If you change back, you're immediately out of the group. If you ever were to somehow miraculously make it into that group, which, no. But if somehow say you did, and you start going back to your old ways, the admin will kick you out. Because I already talked to people about things and the group and everything in case it ever happened. You know, oh, I've been talking to people a lot about your ways. Not just the racing group. People that know me for years and they know your ways. So there's the truth. You really want to know what happened last year, why you can't get hanging around with, you know, I'll say me, Valiant Moose and all that. Well, because they're doing their own separate things anyway these days. But point being, me and Valiant talk quite a bit still, but that's why you can't be in with us either, because of the way you act. I'm just going to come up with it. Come right out and say it. Because you won't take no. You will not take no. It's like Preston. You do the same thing. And now that's why I'm doing this whole thing like you and Preston are dating. That's why I do that. Because you and him act a lot alike in some ways. That's one of the ways you act alike. He won't shut up. He wanted a whole bunch of call recordings yesterday. Oh, there's stuff going on there. Which I ain't getting into. But there's going to be something coming down with this if he keeps it up. So yeah, man, it's a new year and I'm a new me and I put rules in place and I boss people now. They have to do as I say. And if they don't, well, yeah, it sucks to be you. Because I don't play. There's enough going on with this coronavirus. There's enough going on with people being depressed. I'll be damned if I'm letting blindy crap depress me. I won't do it. I will not do it. I will stop it. And I stop it clear, right in his tracks. Boom. And if people think they can outpower me, yeah, think again. Because I will bring back I got the walk of shame right here, and I will put them in it. If they fight back, they start trying to do stuff to me or threaten me, they go in it. And I do what I want. And they're gone. They're going to be gone. They have no choice. And like I said before, you know what I'm capable of. You see me do stuff. And that wasn't all my fault what happened before. If I wanted it to be my fault, it would have been a lot worse. Okay? Back in 2011 or whatever it was. 12. If that would have been all my fault, it would have been way, way worse. Way. Huh. So, be honest with you, it was basically a mistake. I wasn't thinking when I did it, when I added you in. That's the honest truth. I didn't even do it on purpose. Okay? And that wasn't just what got it all started. Everybody was against you back then, too. That's what really did it. It just helped it along. I still feel bad about that. But, man, you got to change your ways. It's like the whole radio station thing. I'll bring that up again, too. You constantly won't come to, like, my server or somebody's server that doesn't have drama. You go right back to 98.6 The Mix. That's none of my business what you do. But it's absolutely pathetic that you went back there. I keep clearly saying, I have an IceCast server you're more than welcome to use. You just blow it off. You're just like, okay. And you go right back up there. You know what? I don't care. I'm laying it out, full throttle. I'm just putting it right out there. You constantly love drama. You constantly love getting involved with it. You eat it up, you and Preston. That's why I say you two are perfect for each other. You really are. Why the hell don't you just get married and get it over with? I really don't know. But I mean it. I mean, man, you two are so much alike. Like, literally. I mean that. I'm coming right out with it. I'm not being nasty. I'm just stating a fact. You know, I'm not raising my voice. I'm like, you're no good. You know, I'm not doing none of that. I'm just stating a fact. Keeping calm. Relaxing. Walking around here while it's raining. Listening to all this rain. I'm just stating a fact. You and him got a lot of the same values. And they're not good ones. That's the truth. Nothing but the truth. You constantly get in drama. I've even heard your cousin rip you up for it. Oh, I hope she does call me. Oh, I'd be more than glad to talk to her. She don't scare me one bit. Not at all. She ain't done nothing to me. And plus, I don't get scared of people anyway. I'll put her in her place if she got nasty with me. I wouldn't care. Tell her off. You know? She won't do it, though. She knows better. Her and I did just fine talking. You've seen it. She ain't gonna do nothing to me. Ooh, I'll stick my cousin on you. Pfft. Like, that's gonna scare me. She's not gonna do nothing anyway. You can't get her to do nothing to me. You can try. I dare you. She won't. She won't. She knows that I don't cause trouble. She ain't stupid. Far from it. I mean, I talked to her enough to know she's a pretty smart person. There's nothing wrong there. She, all her plugs are firing. She's hitting on all eight, you know. Now, some of these other people, well, we won't go there. But anyway, yeah, and I'm not saying that I'm the smartest thing either, because I'm not. You know, I told you a few of my problems. They can't pinpoint it. I'm a very slow learner in some things. Very. I'm basically LD, or worse. I got a lot of learning problems. And we don't know what caused it, all right? I mean, my brain, I'm very quick in some ways too. You know that. Look how good I am with a touchscreen. Look how good I learned phones and computers and, you know, while we're racing. Things in life. I'm just slow. Like, this side of the family's kind of slow. We are. I'll be honest. It's a bad thing to say, but we're not the sharpest tacks in the box as far as being educated. We're simple folk. You know, we're just simple people. So, nothing wrong with that. It's just the way we are. And, you got your work cut out for you now. So, you say you like a challenge? Well, you're going to be taking enough of them. You don't like that kind of challenge? Well, it's 16 laps around the desert, by the way. I'm going to be getting your lesson ready to roll here in a minute. I will run one lap. I will not go into all the detail again on the virtual audio recorder, or virtual recorder, whatever it is. Well, I got to use the other one because that one glitched out on the other race. And we'll get ready to roll. And that's what's going to be happening this Wednesday. The new rules are in effect. and hope you're going to enjoy that. So again, blow me up with all the threemas you want. That's fine. Ask questions. You're going to need to. You're totally okay. You're not going to get high.